There was a good turnout for Saturday's Canada Day celebration in Manitouwidge. A hearty pancake breakfast, hosted by Bethany Pentecostal Church, began the day off right. The official Canada Day events got off to a rolling start at 1 p.m. with the annual bicycle parade. Colorful decorated bikes, trikes, skateboards, scooters, strollers and wheelchairs wound through the downtown area and concluded at the hospital, where residents and staff could share in the festivities. Later in the day, folks headed down to the ball field for more fun. This year, besides the usual bouncy castles and games for the kids, the Manitouwidge volunteer firefighters presented a challenge for the youngsters. Participants first had to don a diminutive version of the firefighters' canvas clothing and helmet before crawling through a tarp-enclosed tunnel, chopping a log along the ground with a mallet, hauling a pint-sized hose over to a fire hydrant, fastening it into place, then holding on tightly whilst a torrent of water flushed out, all simulating what the real firefighters have to do when they attend a blaze. The dunk tank was a popular feature for all ages. Five volunteers from the community were placed up on the block. Our fire chief, bylaw officer, school principal, deputy treasurer, and local OPP officer all took a turn in the tank, and all took the plunge many times over, to the delight of the cheering crowd. A barbecue and beer garden were offered for those in need of snacks and libations, and the retro band, Roundabout, took to the stage throughout the evening for the crowd's listening and dancing pleasure. Although the fireworks display was cancelled due to the forest fire situation, Manitouwidge's celebration of Canada's 156th birthday was a big success, reminding us that we, as Canadians, can work together to keep our nation, our province, and our hometown safe, friendly, and proud.